Yo, Texas runner-up, also representing the 5th Platoon from Queens, here's Cutting Candy right here.
And like must have extended that radius.
Like hair.
I have you down as an activist, a poet, a hip-hop veteran, a DJ, a mom. How did you get into it? You know, like being in a male-dominated industry. You know, give us a walkthrough what it was like and how you like broke so many grounds.
Wow. Thank you for that journey question. Yeah, what it was like back then. I mean, it was definitely different than it was then. Till one day, I remember I traveled to, I think it was a show in Canada. Somebody gave me a letter and a written letter. And they said, this is from my girlfriend, but she's too shy to give it to you. It was a letter that said, you know, thank you for everything you do. You mean so much to me and our community as a Filipina, as a woman. And I read it and I was like, oh my God. And I said, I want to meet her. And she goes, she's over there. So I said, well, take me to her. So he took me to her and I walked over and I said, thank you. And then she just began to cry.
Yeah.
And I sat with that for a minute. I was like, oh my God, this is so heavy. And it felt like such a big thing to carry almost. And it was at that moment that I realized how much a responsibility I had to be more than just a DJ. And I remember the day that I competed in the DMC USA finals, when I made it to the USA finals. And DMC is like the DJ Olympics of the world. All these women were coming up to me, like, and femmes were coming up to me like, oh my God, you know, you're doing it. When I really, really began to travel after competing and showcasing, I would meet other DJs, other femme DJs around the world. What was being shown surfacely on the scene, yes, we were few on the mainstream, on radio, on shows, but we were there. We were always there.
I know last time we spoke in pre-interview, you said hip hop politicized me, is what you said. And now you're doing activism work, you're putting together town halls, you're really putting yourself in political arenas in your life now.
You know, when you get involved and when you're part of hip hop culture, it is really hard to not pay attention. It was more than just the storytelling of an MC. It's the community around you. And when you're around a lot of Black and Brown artists and you're in a hip hop show, it would be remiss to not take notice to the experiences they're sharing, not just as an MC, but being vocal about the concerns of their people and their community. And then you hear about stories about Vincent Chin, who was before my time as an Asian, and there were people in New York City talking about Vincent Chin years later, and they were going to hip hop shows. You couldn't be politicized, and if you weren't, you weren't paying attention.
I remember the feeling, the energy that I would get when I would go into a room for spoken word And when they were delivering the poetry, the audience, like the energy, you just felt the energy there.
Back in the day, in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s of spoken word, it was, we also coalesced with the music scene of the 90s. There was a lot of Asian group bands, you know, there was Kai, there was One Voice, there was this group called Panay, many of them Filipino artists. And then there were hip hop artists like the Pacifics, and there was like a group called Mango Tribe, also out of Chicago, spoken word group. You had I Was Born With Two Tongues, you had Collective Feedback, you had, I know I'm forgetting so many right now. There was so many of us. And then of course, Asian Avenue existed back then. So Asian Avenue released their three series of CDs, which my crew and myself were a part of those Asian Avenue records or CDs that came out, a three series. You know, you had the Mountain Brothers too. So we were all part of that circle and that intimacy and the relationship we built. You really relied on
grassroots. Like,
grassroots, teaching each other, doing shows together, and promoters and DJs to really uplift your music and bring it about and do a show and put it together. It was a whole production to build your name.
How is everyone at the Fifth Platoon? How's everybody, all the members?
Yeah, we saw each other in person during our Fifth Platoon reunion, which was a beautiful reunion. It's funny because, you know, some of us don't do turntablism anymore, you know, and so, you know, we DJ in different ways now. So we felt like, oh, we're a little rusty here. We got to practice, you know, and we practiced nonstop almost for like 12 hours when we met in person so we could do our show right, our reunion show right.
What do you think about the music industry now, like where hip hop has gone to?
Well, you know, I used to be such a hip hop purist in that it's got to have this sound and style and a message. As you age, and especially if you worked with youth, which I have, it changes you. And one thing about hip hop, it was created by Black and Brown folks from the South Bronx who are youth. And let us be clear, hip hop will always and should be led by the youth in this generation. Same thing with organizing. It should be led by the youth, right? And working class communities. And that's what's so powerful about it. You can hear beauty in what today's generation is saying. Like, and their music videos. Like, I love Lil Nas's Industry Baby video. This says so much. It's so powerful. It's so powerful.
What inspiring words could you give the creative thinkers? You know, like, what kind of encouragement could you give them?
I never say never to anything. So if I wanted to be an actor tomorrow, let's say that, I would be an actor tomorrow. Anything else, build your craft, right? Work on your craft, work on your art, continue learning, and then learn how to pivot, because the career, the industry does change, right? There's trends. We want to be open to learning. I'm always learning, you know, something.
A lot of really good stuff. But again, thank you so much, Candy. I really, really appreciate you and really appreciate our time together.
Oh, thank you so much. Those sweet words. Thank you for having me. I'm ready to come back probably if we need to. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, do you feel like you're going to maybe come out with a mixtape again soon?
I never say never when it comes to DJing aspects.
Well, we'll be waiting.
You just love, you just love, you just love, you just love, you just lost one.
Give it up for Cutting Candy. Is she nice or what?